Chapter 5. Take a trip into the future. My late father. If you could take a brief trip into the future as an ex-vapor and feel the freedom which you will experience, plus the improvement to your breathing, a younger appearance, improved skin complexion, extra self-confidence, self-esteem, self-respect, self-belief, I am sure this would really motivate you. There is no actual physical pain during this process. However, if you continue to vape, it will certainly end with pain. I'm talking about pain that is so brutal, you cannot imagine what is to come. I witnessed the harrowing death of my father. He was slowly executed because of this evil addiction, and I do not want the same death sentence imposed on you. Be warned. 8 million people die globally, and over 100,000 fellow Brits die every year from smoking or vaping-related diseases. The UK public go from one week to the next and seemingly ignore the harrowing statistic that the tobacco industry is silently at work killing our fellow countrymen and women. Before you jump down my throat and say that smokers or vapers have a choice, please let me submit to you that addiction is not a choice. Don't believe the nonsense that some smokers are lucky and their lungs don't get destroyed from tar being deposited on them, because that is what tar does to lungs. People who have these apparently special asbestos lungs would have lived even longer had they not smoked. It would be like thinking you could put a newspaper in a bucket of water and somehow it would still be in one piece a week later, but everyone else's papers will, of course, disintegrate. You know that couldn't happen. But that is what happens to lungs if they lie in a tar-soaked state for long enough. That's a fact, and you must start thinking that way. You should stop thinking you might avoid a terminal disease that gets triggered by vaping, because that is the consequence of vaping. Imagine if your next vape triggered a terminal illness. I had the horrific experience of witnessing my father, along with many other smokers, hooked up to oxygen machines at Gart Naval Hospital, Glasgow, where most were resigned to die because of smoking. One morning, my father awoke to discover his neighbouring companion had died during the night. That shook him up. Reality was here. The future we all never really believed had arrived. My father suffered from emphysema. Death is like slowly suffocating. And let me tell you, it is equally horrific watching a loved one unable to get a breath and not being able to help them. What happens with the disease of emphysema is breathing progressively deteriorates over years, and it does last for years, which makes the disease doubly worse. My father was lucky on this occasion because he recovered sufficiently to leave hospital and return to a decent life for a few more years. However, his seriously disabled lungs ultimately killed him. The images I captured of the 7 men my father was sharing the ward with, all hooked up to oxygen, with sounds of them all gasping for breath, were the most disturbing sights and sounds I've ever experienced in my life. I replayed this horrific video in my mind to help get motivated to quit this evil addiction. The scene was so horrific, it will remain etched in my mind forever. I imagined I was in one of those beds, dying from smoking or vaping, and that is what I want you to do too, as I think it will strengthen your resolve to quit this filthy addiction. I have enjoyed being active all my life, but if that was to end for any reason, I would be devastated. But if it was due to a choice I had made, I could not describe that. I accept it is slightly agitating going vape-free, but that is nothing compared with what's to come if you don't go vape-free. Let's go back to Gart Naval Hospital and set the scene. It's a sunny day. Others are laughing in the corridors, and imagine you are in a bed in my father's ward, coughing and spluttering. You can see the pale white faces of the others that share the ward. What would you be doing if you were fit and healthy? What ambitions did you have that are now gone? What events in the future will you now miss? How painful is this for your loved ones? Please don't make this day come true. Imagine future treatments and medication for the likes of emphysema, which reduces your immune system, so you cannot avoid all sorts of little bugs and infections all the time. In fact, you may never feel well again. Imagine the mental torment of accepting your lungs have been destroyed by vaping and will never repair. Think about it. You have become one of the statistics that you never believed you would become. We can easily live to 100 these days if we make good lifestyle choices, including going vape-free. Put yourself in your loved one's shoes and just imagine how tough it will be. Think about those wonderful holidays in the sun that you will not experience again. Think of all the little things you take for granted right now and take them away. Slowly strip yourself of all the good things in life that you have today. Close your eyes and have an imaginary conversation with your loved ones, who will be at your bedside until you pass. What will you talk about in between gasping for breath? What will you say? Role play. Imagine it really is where you are now. Smell the scents, taste the food, hear the noises, feel the sheets, and see everything all around you. Now open your eyes and thank God you really have a second chance today to change your future. Please, for your own sake, don't waste it. It only takes a few weeks of slight discomfort on occasions to become vape-free, yet the alternative could be years of pain. Ask, and you shall receive. Just close your eyes and ask for the strength to go vape-free, and you will experience the miracle. I understand vaping does not create instant pain, and therefore it is like getting a child to save money for the future when all they want to do is buy toys, sweets, and ice cream today. That is why there is no deterrent for crime in this country. Without instant pain, it will never happen. I bet if you had to push a needle through your big toe every time to have a vape, I'm sure you would think twice about vaping. If vapers had instant pain, nobody would vape. The diseases are manifesting every time you vape. It's far worse than just a needle going through your toe. You must associate every vape as pain in lieu, and you should understand that everything in life balances. If we get free gratification today, then we must pay the price in the future, just like credit cards. Payback cannot be avoided. On the converse, if we work hard today for natural highs, then we owe nothing as a trade-off in the future. If we earn our highs by working for them naturally, then we will experience fulfillment, which is the only sustainable way to experience pleasure. We only get what we deserve, so be a winner and not a loser. Today you have a second chance, which millions of smokers or vapers would have loved, including my late father. I love a quitter. Michael, age 57, started smoking when he was 12 years old because he wanted his friends to think he was cool. Michael would sneak cigarettes from family members who smoked. Over time, Michael's addiction to cigarettes grew until he was smoking an average of 2 to 3 packs a day. In his early 40s, Michael started having shortness of breath, and he found ways to hide his condition from his co-workers so they wouldn't know he couldn't keep up with them. Then, at 47 years old, Michael was diagnosed with smoking-related chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. He had part of his right lung removed because of an infection. A few years later, Michael had more surgery, on his left lung this time. By the time he was 51 years old, Michael had to quit working because of his difficulty breathing. That year, he also quit smoking. Michael's COPD is considered stage 4, and he uses oxygen to help him breathe. His advice to people who smoke or vape is to stop immediately. Think about all you'll have to give up and ask yourself if it's really worth it, Michael said. I can tell you, it's not. Instant gratification equals long-term suffering.